Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
But I was sort of, you know, lying to myself. But what was the truth? That I just really did not like, you know, what I was doing. But again, you know, nonetheless, I still sort of, you know, deluded myself into thinking like I liked them. So, you know, it's funny, like, you know, I went throughout high school, you know, doing all these different activities, right? Different, you know, sports and you know, different, like, you know, art and hobbies and whatever it may be. And everything is just geared towards getting to a good college. And, you know, I tried to be sort of this ultra, ultra, you know, well-rounded student, but also have these sort of spikes.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Raul Rana. Now, if you want to hear more from Raul, you can check out episode 17 as well. Now, I love this guy. He's got a ton of energy. I'm sure we could have recorded for hours longer talking about moonshot companies, which he wrote a book all about. It's called Making Moonshots. It's all about people doing incredible things to make changes in huge ways. I've linked to it in the show notes. But he also got a ton of college rejections. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Raul Rana, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. So let's talk about your 14 college rejections. This isn't the first college story or college broken bulb on the podcast. Certainly won't be the last, because I feel like we all have these kind of experiences in college. But you didn't even get there with these 14 college rejections. They didn't even let you in. So yeah. Fill me in. Where were you applying? What were you hoping to do? And then how did that feel when you got rejected?
Yeah, of course. So again, right, for context, or sort of to, you know, set the scene and everything. So back in high school, again, this was just what, like 2 years ago or so. I'm you know, second year in university. So just very, you know, relatively recently. You know, all throughout high school, I was really, really, you know, working hard. I was really, you know, hustling and grinding to get into a good college, right? At the end of the day, like, you know, it's sort of the product of the part of New Jersey that I grew up in. And again, also, you know, I come from a South Asian family, and, you know, also, you know, the cultural aspects and whatnot. So, you know, all this sort of, you know, everyone around me was just, you know, working so hard to get into a good college, right? That was sort of the goal in high school. And, you know, what I realized, like, all right, like, I was, again, I was doing some awesome things, but at the end of the day, I was doing so to make others happy, right? I was doing so to make the colleges happy, or my parents happy, or to, you know, for you know, my friends to think like, okay, like, this guy is, like, you know, set up for success, or he's going to, you know, be really successful in the future, whatever it may be, right? The underlying theme was that I never did anything that I genuinely sort of liked, besides piano. So piano was one thing absolutely genuinely liked. Funny enough, it actually started as just, you know, my parents sort of forced me to do it, but I ended up, you know, really, really liking it because I had this amazing sort of professor who, you know, became one of the best mentors in my life. So that's that. Piano aside, everything else I did everything for, you know, for other people, right? For colleges, what I thought was good, what I thought would impress other people and so forth. And, you know, it was in the moment I sort of, you know, deluded myself into thinking like, oh no, I actually, you know, I'm passionate about all these different things. But it, you know, at the end of the day, like, I sort of, you know, hit a plateau on all the, you know, and sort of, you know, my progress within all these, you know, different aspects. Right. And I, you know, I was wondering, like, you know, why am I not progressing? Sort of, you know, what's going on and everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, like, what I was sort of, you know, lying to myself, but what was the truth? That I just really did not like, you know, what I was doing. But again, you know, nonetheless, I still sort of, you know, deluded myself into thinking like I liked them. So, you know, it's funny, like, you know, I went throughout high school, you know, doing all these, different activities, right? Different, you know, sports and, you know, different, like, you know, art and hobbies and whatever it may be. And, you know, everything is just geared towards getting to a good college. And, you know, I tried to be this sort of this ultra, ultra, you know, well-rounded student, but also have these sort of spikes, right? Have these sort of, you know, these strengths that I really, really double down on, but then also being well-rounded and everything else. So, you know, did amazing things, right? I played piano internationally. I was president of a bunch of clubs. Spent a lot of time volunteering with children with autism and a lot of other disabilities. And again, like all those things I absolutely love. But then I also did things, such as there are different sports that I realized, like, all right, like I'm not too passionate about these things. And a lot of academic things, like competitions and whatnot, and things like, all right, like I really don't like. I'm just doing this for to put on my resume, right? So, again, right, things like my volunteering and piano and stuff like that. Again, I absolutely love those. Those I would do, I still do, some of them to this day, absolutely love those. But a lot of the other things, I was just like, all right, like they were taking a lot of my time. And I was like, all right, like maybe it's going to be good for my resume. I'll do it. And at the end of the day, like I sort of lied to myself and I thought I was enjoying it at the end of the day. I don't think so. So, came to college, sort of the admissions processes and, in terms of looking at my essays, right, the admissions essays. I wrote what I thought colleges would like, right? And I crafted these what I thought were amazing essays, but at the end of the day, I guess they came off as ingenuine, right? Like they just didn't sort of capture what I truly thought about said topics. And I guess it was clear to the colleges, right? Or again, whatever it may be, right? Hindsight 2020. I actually don't know what was the reason why I was rejected, but again, I applied to 17 schools and 14 straight rejections, and it was the craziest sort of part of my, part of my life at the time, because again, right, I was sort of like, a top student in my high school, right. I was sort of like, this poster child, this one program I was in, like everyone thought I was going to go somewhere, especially me. And admittedly, I was a little bit overconfident, right. I was, slightly arrogant, not outwardly, but sort of inwardly. Like I was like, all right, like I'm going to go to like a really cool, really solid school and whatnot. And, in terms of, ranking and whatnot. So, all those rejections came and it was just like, wow, like life just, sort of hit me in the face and then reality just like, slapped me across the face. And it was definitely like a dark time after it. So, I remember to this day, right, March 28th, like that was like the last day I heard about my last school. And after that, I was like, I had this sinking feeling of, wow, I was going to go to, my state school. And, come to find out, I'm actually thriving here. I absolutely love it. I'm, I'm at Rutgers University. I absolutely love it. But, in high school, I was like, wow, like this is tough. And sort of like, all my last 4 years of like working hard and grinding and whatever, I thought it went to waste. Obviously it didn't. And, I was just being, sort of naive and narrow-minded and sort of, very pessimistic. But, nonetheless, my senior year of high school, the last year of high school, the summer right after that, right before college started, right, that's when I found my passion for moonshot companies, right, for venture capital, right, for startups and building, and solving really, really tough problems. And again, I sort of, started consuming a lot of that content, and I realized that, all these, founders of, really, really impactful companies, like they came from worse, and they're making, billion-dollar, companies that are actually solving really important things, like, from across any sector. I can name so many examples, right? Again, I wrote a book about this, right? I even have some examples in there, right? People, literal rags to riches stories, and or people who are facing incredible hardships, and they made it big. And just seeing all these founders, like that's what really inspired me to get out of that sort of hole that I was in, that deep dark hole, and really change my mindset to this this optimistic sort of ambitious sort of mindset and the person. And again, I really began to work on myself, right? What genuinely made me happy, right? Like what really sort of was healthy and so forth. And it's interesting, right? In the first episode, I spoke about right, these passions and everything, but becoming over passionate about it, right? And sort of letting them go and not keeping them in check, right? This is when actually all those passions really started and sort of began, it got me out of this dark place and whatnot. So it was really interesting sort of progression of sort of my passions and whatnot. I definitely had this peak, but then definitely had to like go a little bit down and sort of level it off, right, to become healthy and whatnot. So it's interesting, but yeah, that was sort of what I went through.
I love it. That's really interesting how you go through these pieces, and sometimes then the solution, like you talked about, kind of comes with its own problems, and then you have to overcome those and figure that out. What is the thing that's working for you? Of course, we've talked about your book, so fill us in a little bit more. What is it, and where can people go to find it?
Yeah, of course. So, one thing I will say is that, there's so many examples out there of, obviously in the context of me, right, I talk about, you know, startup founders, right? You know, all these people that are building really interesting and impactful companies, right? A lot of these people, they come from nothing, right? They come from rags, right? Like they really have faced all these hardships. So what I'm saying is that, like, again, for the college students out there, right, your college does not matter whatsoever. I'm telling you that right now, like, it's 100% true. Like, you could do all these bold things, right? You could do amazing things. Like, college does not matter. But, you know, that's also reminiscent of just, you know, in general, right? Wherever your starting point is, like, it doesn't define you, right? You may be in the worst possible position. Obviously, you know, I was fortunate, right? Like, this is like the only sort of problem I faced, right? You know, I had a, you know, comfortable sort of, you know, living circumstances and life and all that. And college was just like, you know, the sort of the only thing that went wrong. Again, obviously people have things much worse. People have things much better. Everyone's different, right? Nonetheless, what I'm saying is that, you know, wherever your starting point is, it's up to you, right? It's sort of, you know, up to you to have the right mindset to get yourself out of the ditch, right? Like, you know, the quote unquote hypothetical sort of, you know, ditch or wherever you are. And, you know, it's all in the mindset, I realized, right? Like, again, like I mentioned, right? People like, you know, all these incredible entrepreneurs that are, you know, making moonshot companies out there, right? It's all in the mindset, right? They're just regular people, right? They're not, you know, they're not like gods, right? They're not sort of, you know, these incredibly, you know, intelligent sort of, you know, species of people. Like, no, they're basic, they're regular humans, right? They just have that really core mindset that's really, you know, again, conducive to making moonshot companies, right? And but also it's just like, you know, like what a moonshot is, right? It's honestly just a metaphor for a lofty goal, right? This ambitious, this you know, goal that's, you know, dreaming big and whatnot. And again, it doesn't have to be in the context of startups, right? It could be a personal moonshot, right? This book was my personal moonshot, right? Coming out of this sort of, you know, this college-induced ditch was my personal moonshot, right? This seemingly impossible, this lofty goal. And again, it all comes down to mindset, whether it's in the context of, you know, building companies or, you know, personal stuff. So yeah.
I love that. And then where is it that people can find Making Moonshots?
Yeah, of course. So, you know, it's on Amazon, it's on Barnes & Noble and Kobo, you know, your basic sort of your go-to book retailers, and you know, when COVID and stuff is gone, I'll be putting in bookstores as well. So yeah,
fantastic. And I'll have links to it in the show notes so that everybody can go and check out your new book. Thanks once again for coming on and talking about your broken bulbs.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
and thank you for listening. Why are you doing things? This relates a lot to an episode we've got coming later this year, the whole idea of being geared toward this one goal. But then what? We get rejected, accepted, and what's next? Special thank you to Raul Rana for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs once again. Be sure to check out his work, including Making Moonshots, which I've linked down in the show notes. You can also find Raul on episode 17 of Broken Bulbs. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Vine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.